This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me as usual is my mom, Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, if you want to get any more information from us about what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445. You can also check out our website, retirewithbushka.com. There's all sorts of great stuff out on the website. And of course, that's retirewithbuska.com. And while you're on the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show page. We've got some previous episodes out there for you to watch and listen to. And also, we've got all sorts of great information regarding our consultation process. Of course, the reports that we run for our different prospective clients for people that are going through that process. So good, all sorts of good resources for you to check into. And of course, you can also schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation either at our website, retirewithbushka.com, or by calling 715-355-4445. And of course, you can schedule that in Wausau, in Eau Claire, or virtually. Now that the holidays are behind us, it's a good time to begin looking ahead to 2023. So this may be the perfect time to take a look back at how you spent your money in 2022, where your current financial strategy stands, and then define some new financial goals for the coming year here in 2023. Now, an AARP article entitled 10 Smartest Money Moves for 2023 has some really helpful insights, and I'm excited to dive into that with everybody today. But before we open up the calendar for 2023 and kick off our conversation, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me this morning, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
I am doing so good, Cole. I'm doing great. Feeling much better this week. Was out a couple of days last week, but now I'm doing great and just excited about today's show. I was reading over your notes for the show that you gave me, and a lot of great financial tips in this one. So I know our listeners are going to love it. And other than that, just good hanging out. Sue Bushka, though, how have you been?
I am doing fantastic. It's been a great month, working hard, and business is awesome. Yeah. So, yeah.
I know you guys have been busy. I mean, isn't it crazy, though, that we're almost a month into the new year already?
Right. I know. Right. I know. It's almost February and then March.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. That's the thing. How about you, Cole? What's going on over there?
Not much, you know, just a busy kickoff to the beginning of the year here. We had our annual convention, which, of course, was a great time. Good to get together with everybody. And, of course, we always enjoy the awards ceremony dinner.
Oh, yeah.
But overall, yeah, I mean, like I said, I can't believe that the first month of the year is almost gone already. But I think that this is a great topic for us to focus on for our listeners, because I think a lot of people struggle with what to do at the beginning of the year and how to get ready for, you know, their financial plan for the next year.
Well, definitely. And I mean, obviously, I'm looking forward to this one as well. It reminds me of something you've mentioned before, and that's that one or two very small tweaks to your overall financial plan can make a world of difference when it comes to stabilizing that path to a comfortable retirement, which is what we all want. So, Sue, what's up first?
Well, Tony, the article first urges you to ramp up on how much you're contributing to your retirement plan. Now, if you have a stable job and a good cash flow, 2023 may be the year to max out your tax deferrals. Now, it adds that federal limits have surged. So with catch-up contributions, folks 50 and older, will be able to contribute $30,000 to a workplace plan like a 401k or a 403b. But bear in mind, however, that you'll need to have enough income for this strategy because the money that you contribute to these accounts may be tied up for many years. But if you're at a point in your career where you're making close to your maximum salary and you also happen to live in a high tax state, the potential tax break you may get from maxing out your deferrals could make a real difference, according to that article.
Yeah, and Sue, I'm glad you brought that up because I'd like to max out all my accounts, and I can even contribute those, catch-up contributions. But like you say, you need to have enough income, so we're going to have to talk about my radio show co-host salary. We're going to have to increase that quite a bit.
Right.
So I can have enough to put catch-up contributions in there.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have to talk about that off the air.
Yes.
Now, another thing that the article suggests is going back and reviewing your various charitable contributions, which it calls one of the most obvious places for tax deductions. Yet many people fail to take full advantage of their potential charitable deductions. Now, according to the article, many people don't get the full deduction either because they simply take a standard deduction or because they're making their contributions from the incorrect pool of money. In fact, the article explains that more than 80% of Americans use the standard deduction. But again, there are more options, some of which may better fit your needs. Now, those who are at least 70 and a half years old may donate as much as $100,000 from an IRA, and that contribution won't count as income. Now, furthermore, donating appreciated assets like stocks may not create an additional deduction and may even help you avoid the capital gains taxes that you'd be facing if you simply sold that asset off.
So what you've both been saying here, a lot of this, as always, comes down to using these strategies to help with your tax situation and really putting more money in your pocket for retirement or more money to leave for your loved ones by using some of these strategies and really growing those retirement funds. I think that's great. And the fact that 80%, though, of Americans now rely on that standard deduction for their taxes, that's surprising to me. And not that there's anything wrong with the standard deduction. When they started to offer that, you know, my wife and I have done that. But I thought more people would have worked with their financial services professional alongside their tax professionals to figure out a strategy that's going to work better for their individual circumstances. And I think some people would benefit from doing the individual deductions and write-offs rather than the standard deduction even.
That's right. And the next potentially important item on your 2023 to-do financial list is creating a business owner retirement plan if you haven't already. Now, according to the Service Corps of Retired Executives, a whopping 54% of American small business owners are 50 or older. Now, many people who are self-employed may not even realize that they have access to a formal retirement plan like a traditional or a Roth IRA, or a simplified employee pension plan, now more commonly referred to as a SEP IRA. Now, plans like these are potentially beneficial because they may provide a powerful combo of retirement savings and tax savings. Now, a conversation with your financial services professional may present you with even more options than I've even mentioned. Now, the article also points out that a business owner who has employees may want to consider a simple IRA, a SEP IRA, or a 401k.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you're talking about this because it's not hard to see where somebody who is self-employed or owns their own business gets so caught up in what they need to do day to day. I mean, it takes a lot of work, as you both know, that you may forget about preparing for your own retirement or what you can do for your employees as you add them. So it's good to know that there are solid options out there.
That's right, Tony. You couldn't be more right there.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you guys want to add before the break, Cole? I know you usually have an offer for our listeners out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to planning for their new year and their finances, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that have questions. I mean, we've been through a little bit of a turbulent year in 2022 when it comes to our investments. I don't think that's going to come as a surprise to most anyone, especially if they've seen their year-end statements already. But a lot of people are looking for guidance. You know, we're still looking at when can we retire and how has this changed our plans, if at all, and just really coming up with a strategic plan as to how they move forward in their own personal retirement plan. So if any of our listeners out there are thinking about where they're currently sitting and want to get a plan put together, or maybe they want a second opinion on their existing plan, I encourage them to give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can schedule on our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule in our WASA office, our Eau Claire office, or you can schedule virtually if you'd prefer. Again, that's 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Cole. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. Or visit retirewithbushka.com to request your complimentary Social Security maximization report that will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And during today's episode, you've been talking about some of the ways that we can tighten up our financial strategies to help make this year a rewarding one that's going to help us along that journey to retirement. I think it's been great. Some good tips so far. What do you have for us next, Sue?
Okay, Tony, let's move ahead with that AARP article entitled 10 Smartest Money Moves for 2023, which next suggests a review of your various subscriptions may be in order. Now, years ago, you probably started with an online subscription to your local paper and Netflix, but now you've subscribed to 5 digital newspapers, a half a dozen magazines, 5 streaming TV services, and Spotify. And hey, I like a good entertainment as much as the next person, but all those subscriptions are probably taking a bigger bite out of your wallet than you realize. Sit down at the table and write down all your subscriptions and how much they cost. Then after you've yelled, "I'm spending how much?" Get started canceling the ones that you know you don't use enough to justify that expense.
Well, yeah, and I think you make a good point there. I'm guilty as charged on that. I've mentioned this before, but at one point in time, my family, of course, there's 5 of us, my wife and I and our 3 kids, when they were all at home, and even when Adam first went off to college, our oldest, we had 9 TV subscription services at once. Wow. I'm not joking. Yep. I mean, I can list them off.
It's a lot.
And I when I sat down and looked at our bill and figured this out, I'm like, holy shnikes, there's no way we're using all of these. And sure enough, you know, there were 4 that we really didn't use. And so I canceled 4 of them. And then I remember my son who's at college saying, "Hey," or eventually he said, "Hey, I want that." And I go, "You can pay for it yourself." So now he pays for it. And as a family member, I can access it. So that worked out well for me.
Perfect. Just pass the bill on to somebody else, right?
But that was a yikes moment, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can understand that. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Now, the next potentially beneficial way to enhance your financial strategy this year is to consider whether you're experiencing what the article refers to as lifestyle creep. For example, when you were just starting out in your career and money was tighter than it is now, you may have relied on generic brands at the grocery or drugstore. But as you got older and your career continued to grow, you may have stopped paying attention to the 40 or 50 cent difference between cans of soup. And you may have even stopped clipping coupons, potentially. But as many a cook or baker can tell you, there generally isn't a noticeable difference between name brand butter and the store brand or generic butter. So get back to basics this year. When you shop, compare prices. Bookmark coupons on your phone so that they're ready to go when you get to the checkout counter. And also consider a Costco or Sam's Club membership so that you can buy in bulk, which is something that may lead to a good amount of savings, particularly per unit.
Well, there you go. And I always go to the store with a list that I stick to because that's the only way my wife lets me. Because if I go into a Target or our grocery store without a list, I come out with so many impulse buys or so many things. I mean, I'm spending $60 or more that I didn't need to spend. And if you have the willpower to stick to it, it's tougher than you think. You'll save so much money if you make a list before you go in and stick to it.
Yes, Tony, I have to agree with you. I am guilty of the same thing. And, you know, the article next suggests considering a Roth conversion. Now, it adds that with IRA and 401k balances struggling because of market declines, 2023 may be the year to finally take the Roth plunge. Now, furthermore, the article explains that this may be a particularly wise move for folks who haven't filed for Social Security and who aren't yet subject to required minimum distributions. While you'll have to pay income taxes on the money that you do convert, the article explains that from a long-term vantage point, 2023 may be a good time to do a conversion because many asset prices declined in 2022.
Well, that sounds great. And you guys have touted the benefits of Roth conversions in previous shows. And I know that you're big on Roths, but they aren't necessarily for everyone. There are limits or a potential downside depending on your situation, right?
That is correct, Tony. There certainly are. The largest of which may be that your conversion could lead to a large tax bill. Additionally, you must reach age 59 and a half and keep your money in your new Roth IRA for at least 5 years before you're going to be able to take any tax-free withdrawals. Now, like many other financial tools or options, a Roth conversion can be a great move for some folks and the wrong move for others. So walk through all of the benefits and drawbacks with a qualified financial services professional before moving forward.
Oh, always a great idea, obviously. And I think a quick Google search may make something like a Roth conversion seem like the perfect solution you've been waiting for, but you should not make a move like that without working with a financial advisor, someone who can help share some of the potential downsides with you or look at your situation to make sure it's right for you. And it's not, I'm not saying that you guys would talk somebody out of it, but you want to make sure they have the full picture before they make their final decision, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. And next, the article highlights opening a line of credit as something that may work well for some folks in 2023. It adds that a line of credit may be particularly beneficial in times of economic volatility. Now, a line of credit may help you if you experience a job loss or a significant unexpected expense. Now, in this scenario, with a line of credit, you may not have to sell an important asset at a reduced price to quickly make ends meet. Now, the article further notes that while maintaining adequate cash reserves, which may help you through unexpected expenses and financial challenges, the reality is that not everyone is able to do so. But a line of credit shouldn't be used to pay for a lifestyle you wouldn't otherwise be able to afford. Now, according to that article, the best line of credit is one that's there if you need it, but that you rarely, if ever, tap into it.
Well, that's right. And I think that's a good way to look at it, obviously. And given the financial news of late, I have to say a lot of what you've been talking about today has me feeling better, though, about 2023.
Right. And, you know, I mean, you definitely should. I mean, you have to kind of tune out some of the financial news that's constantly talking about, you know, bad news
right.
all the time,
right.
Inflation, market ups and downs and all of those different things. You know, that's really demanded the headlines over the course of the last year. And, you know, 2023 isn't shaping up to be much different at this point. But you shouldn't let news stories knock you off your financial path or cause you to panic or anything like that. So having a strategy that you can stick to is really, really helpful. And that's, of course, where we're here to help. You can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can visit the website, retirewithbushka.com, retirewithbuska.com, to schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation.
All right. That sounds great. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back to continue our discussion today here on Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Retirement today looks much different than it has in the past. Market volatility, low interest rates, and the rising cost of healthcare have left more of a burden on individuals than ever before. But it doesn't have to. New Generation Retirement Planning offers a holistic approach to preparing for your golden years. This five-step process allows you to explore the key areas that we believe are fundamental to successful retirement planning. You'll be confident knowing that you have been given careful consideration to asset allocation and risk, income planning, legacy planning, and tax strategies. You are invited to a complimentary dinner and workshop to learn how you can utilize this holistic approach to retirement planning. For times, location, and to reserve your seat at one of these workshops, call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. That number again is 715-355-4445.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I am your co-host, Tony Shore, and we've had a great chat today about preparing your finances for 2023. I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. Sue and Cole, what do you have for us in today's final segment?
Well, Tony, let's continue our theme of preparing for 2023 by discussing another ARP article entitled Six Money Habits to Break in 2023, which I think pairs well with the article we discussed earlier in the show. One of the habits it suggests is you should break is not taking the risk of cybercrime seriously enough. Now, while many of us probably think cybercrime is the kind of thing that only happens to other people, the reality is any one of us could be a victim. Now, additionally, the older you get, the more likely that you're going to be a victim. Now, according to this article, cyber criminals stole a truly mind-boggling $3 billion from folks 50 and older in 2021. And by the way, that $3 billion figure comes directly from the FBI.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So what are some of the ways that people can fall prey to cybercrime out there, Cole?
Well, one of the most frequent tactics is trying to trick people into handing over their personal data through an email or a phone call. Within an email, this tactic may seek to utilize a link that seems harmless enough, but that will ultimately allow the crooks to access information via your own computer. Now, alarmingly, the article explains that, according to experts, cyber criminals are growing more sophisticated as new technology continues to emerge, and in some cases, they'll even pose as an employer of a well-known company that you've almost certainly heard of, if not already done business with. And while they're posing, they may even sprinkle in personal details about you, thereby making you feel even safer with that conversation.
Yeah, that's not cool. So how are the cyber criminals getting this personal information, Sue?
Well, often with a simple web search, Tony. It's very common for details like your home address or age to be readily available online. Thankfully, there are some things you can do to improve your cybersecurity know-how in 2023. First, whenever someone requests your account number or any personal information, or when you're pushed to click on a link, you should be very skeptical. You are not obligated to hand over information you aren't comfortable providing. And furthermore, the article urges using complex and not easily guessable passwords for all of your important accounts. Additionally, you should change those passwords at least every 6 months.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that's great advice. Changing passwords regularly, it may seem like a pain, but It's a minor inconvenience that can keep you a lot safer.
It definitely can, and you're right. We do encourage that to all of our clients as well. Now, paying only the minimum on your credit cards is the next bad financial habit you may want to break in 2023. A large credit card balance can quickly eat up your cash because, according to the article, the average annualized interest rate on credit cards as of October of last year is 18.9%, and it seems to only be rising.
Yeah, some are as high as 24, I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Now, here's a real-world scenario from the article. Imagine an issuer simplifies carrying a balance by requiring a minimum payment of a mere 1% of your balance, or $25, whichever is bigger. If you ring up $1,000 worth of charges in a month and go on to pay only the minimum, it will take you more than 9 years to pay off the entire balance, and it will cost you $2,000. Now, the article further explains that credit card debt jumped 13% in the second quarter of 2022 compared to just a year earlier, the biggest yearly increase in at least 20 years, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So how can we break that habit, Sue?
Well, you can build a payment strategy and be disciplined about sticking to it. Now, the article holds up transferring your balance to a zero-interest card as one potentially wise strategy move. Now, if you don't qualify for a zero-interest rate card, you can call your credit card company and attempt to negotiate a lower rate. Some credit card companies are willing to work with their customers. Now, in some cases, you may be able to work with debt counseling nonprofits that are members of the Financial Counseling Association of America or the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Now, these organizations may be able to help you design a debt payment plan.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a great way to go about it. Now, we're out of time for today's show. You guys gave us a lot to think about today. Cole, do you have anything to add before we go?
Just one final reminder for our listeners, Tony, that they don't have to go about doing this alone. Of course, our financial professionals are here to help, and you can schedule a complimentary, no-obligation consultation anytime by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com to schedule in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually.
All right. Sounds great, and great show today. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445. Or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.